Hello and welcome to podcast number 6 for the Don't Dress for Dinner cast. Today we are joined by Rochelle Edson, who is playing
Suzanne.
Suzanne, that sounds like a very exciting character's name.
She
Suzanne.
Is very exciting.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
What brings you here tonight?
Well, rehearsals.
Nice. I like it.
But also I just love chatting to you.
Yeah.
It's the real reason.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to start by asking you what actually drew you to the script and made you want to audition.
Well, I had just been in a very small role at the Arts Theatre Cronulla previously in Death of a Salesman. So obviously I knew it was an amazing place with great people. And someone said, you should check out the next production. So I read the script, emailed Tom, and it was just hilarious. And I knew it would be so much fun and such a departure from that very serious, sad play.
Yes.
And a bit of fun with accents. So
nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Always simple. All right. With that in mind, so you're playing Suzanne.
Yeah.
How are you similar to your character, and how are you different to your character? Other than the fact you look the same, obviously, similarities.
Oh, well, yeah. that's a good question. I think Suzanne is a little bit, she's fun. Like, she's a bit over the top and a bit out there, a bit outgoing, so that I can definitely relate to. Can't say that I am a French model / actress, and I wish I was. Don't relate to that, but trying to imagine what that would be like in her world. And she just likes to have fun, really. She's there for a good time, not a long time.
Good on her.
I can relate to that.
Nice. With that as well, how have you prepared for the role of Suzanne, and in general as well, how do you prepare for a role?
Well, as much research as possible. This play is set in present day, so it wasn't too historically difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot of accent research for this one, and a lot of watching videos of French people speaking French and French people speaking English, and trying to figure out how to get my head around an accent where I don't really know much French. That was probably my main thing. And in general, I try and bring myself to the character a little bit and figure out those similarities like you were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Really put myself in their shoes.
Nice. That's nice. All right. And how do you go with learning lines, especially this time around, having the accent on top of learning your lines? I know some people use Line Learner and what have you.
Initially I recorded all of my scenes as separate scenes. And I would listen to them in the car or at home, and just to get the entire scene and the way the kind of journeys of the characters throughout the scene to figure out what was going on initially. And then, just lots of time reading. And then obviously at rehearsals.
Mm.
And that's about it, really. I just record and listen. That's how I do it. So I can kind of hear how the whole scene's going to go. And also, like, I've tried in the past other approaches where sort of learning your lines by rote, as in you'll know them like your ABCs, which can be a bit difficult, especially when you learn them in the accent. So
yes,
didn't really work for me this time, but just repetition.
Fair enough. All right. So in keeping with the play, what do you think are the themes of the play itself?
Monogamy.
Oy, that's
or lack thereof. I think it's a little bit of a themes in the play. I think, it's about those hidden desires, especially with people that are married and people that are not married, and how we often talk around those sort of things without addressing them in a straight up and down way, and how that can often lead to much confusion.
Absolutely, much confusion. Now, this play is a French play originally written by Marc Camoletti, but has been adapted by Robin Horden, who I believe is British. So, and it is terribly British, with a bit of French thrown
definitely
in for good
you can
measure.
Hear the British humour.
Yeah. So, do you have any, like, to me, it kind of, I kind of think back to Monty Python meets Fawlty Towers meets Allo Allo.
Totally.
Do you have any favourite British comedies at all?
I mean, Monty Python and the Holy Grail is one of my all-time favourite comedies, for sure. And then in more recent times, I love The Inbetweeners and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
As well as, there's another one. similar to the Inbetweeners. Fresh Meat is hilarious as well.
I've not seen that.
Yeah. It's more of like a college situation. Whereas okay. Inbetweeners is high school, but yeah. All brilliant British comedies are so good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How old's Fresh Meat?
I feel like it was before the Inbetweeners, so maybe okay. a couple of years prior. Gosh, I don't even know.
I'm going to have to IMDb that one. all right. So how did you... So was your first play Death of a Salesman with Art Theatre?
Pretty much as an adult, yeah. I was just kind of getting back into it. I did a lot in high school, but then I sort of went in a different direction with uni and with my career, and I moved overseas for a while. And then, yeah, it was my first kind of taste of Sydney theatre. I've been doing some acting classes in Sydney and doing a few little productions with them. But, yeah, this was my first kind of... foray out into the real world.
And first time at the Arts Theatre?
Yeah,
or no?
First time at the Arts Theatre. Okay. Yeah.
How did you find the Arts Theatre?
I love the Arts Theatre. I think it's such a... I didn't realise how much...
I meant, how did you find us?
How did I find you? Do you know what? I think I was just looking for something to do to get that experience. And so I was looking for community theatre because obviously I was still working and I don't have an agent yet. And so I literally... I think I just Googled Sydney... community theatre, and I saw an audition page, and I'd actually just missed the date, so I was like, oh, that sucks, that would have been a really good play, because I knew the play, even though the part was small, and I just emailed Neil, the director, and I said, no, this is totally late, missed the audition date, but if you need anyone for the female roles, let me know, and turns out one of the girls dropped out, who was playing Miss Forsyth, so he emailed me and said, yeah, do you want to come and have a read, and so I did, and then the rest is history.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you done any other behind-the-scenes stuff in theatre or entertainment? Like, have you done costuming or lighting or...
Not in theatre and entertainment, but my job, I do work in fashion at the moment, and so I do a bit of styling.
Nice.
And that kind of thing. Yeah. So, in a kind of more magazine, editorial, and working for fashion brands way.
Yeah.
But no, not for theatre, not for film and TV.
Not yet, anyway.
No.
All right, I think we'll wrap it up there. I was going to... Just a quick word association game.
Okay, got you.
I'm doing this with everyone, so don't... I'm not putting you on the spot, I promise, as such.
Sure.
All right. French.
Merci.
Friendship.
Love.
Train.
Commute.
Deceit.
Lies.
Niece.
Nephew.
Doddle.
Oh, Dodo.
I don't know. That's a random one. Affair.
Fun.
Allegiance.
Army.
Yeah, good one. All right, last one. Sauce velouté.
Sauce salute.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Floss.
It's all right. Show opens next month. We're in January, so show opens early Feb. Go to the Arts Theatre website to scope out when the tickets go on sale. This is a hilarious show. You will love it. Do not miss it.